Today's scripture comes from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty in his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Word of God, word of life.
Good morning. My name is Owen Ng, and for those of you who don't know me, I have attended this church for my whole life. In fact, my family has a long history with this church, beginning with my grandparents. And because of that, this church has always been my second home. I attended preschool here, went to Sunday school every week, I went to VBS every summer, and I even went to the childcare run by Daniel Paolo back when there were two services every Sunday. I participated in whatever summer camp was going on that year, and I was even at church during the week when my mom had choir on Thursday nights, and I went to childcare while they were in rehearsal. I used to get so confused by the idea of a lazy Sunday, because I always had to be here in the morning and had our weekly dinner at night. Still, it never felt like a chore. That's a lie. There were plenty of days where I wanted to sleep past 9 or have sleepovers with my friends that lasted all weekend. Still, it was a sacrifice that I felt was important. Giving up my own free time in order to be here was how I made room for God. And it's helped me in more ways than just my faith. For example, to just about everyone here, I probably seem like a pretty talkative, energetic, and all-around extroverted person. However, there are a few here that have experience with me in the real world and know that that is far from true. Normally, I hate meeting new people, can't hold a conversation for the life of me, and am very insecure about my social interactions. And while I am a very open person when I feel comfortable, that can be like trying to break through a brick wall with a toothpick. In short, I am a huge introvert. Here, however, I feel so comfortable that even when I'm meeting a new person, it's easy for me to feel confident that I'm doing and saying the right things. And even if I'm not, I don't feel judged. Either way, this church has brought confidence into a part of my life that I'm extremely insecure about. Still, the way I made room for God changed when a close friend, who always seemed to be one of the most religious people I knew, told me she didn't believe in God, or at least she wasn't sure if she did or not. Whether I wanted to admit it or not, I had been questioning the existence of God for quite some time, but up until that point, agnosticism was not even a possibility to me. Everyone was entitled to their own opinions, but I had thrown my life into this church, and I didn't want it to feel like a waste. But seeing that this person, who I had only known as a Christian girl, who I still knew went to and participated in church, be able to comfortably question the beliefs she had grown up learning, opened a whole new doorway for me. And fairly quickly, I came to the conclusion that I don't really believe in God, at least not in the traditional sense. God was always presented to me as a being that exerts some level of power over us and our lives, but I never really liked that. I didn't like the idea that something that had that much control over me. And I get that everyone has their own view of God, but anytime someone explained their ideas to me, it just never quite felt right. However, that's not to say that I don't believe that there's anything at all. I believe in the FP, or the field of possibilities, a sort of magical plane with no real sentience, but the ability to somehow make things happen. Now, if you look it up, you will find all sorts of articles and videos on how to use the FP to unlock possibilities and abilities that are blocked by self-imposed limitations. But I don't think of it as a tool. I think of it as a vessel to fuel positivity and confidence. I was introduced to the field of possibilities by my old choir teacher, Ms. Hahn. The way she explained it, or at least the way I remembered it, was almost like karma mixed with extreme optimism. Within the field of possibilities, anything remotely plausible can and will happen. But what happens, what does actually happen, comes down to us. Everyone is able to exert some level of power and control over it by simply calling what we want to happen, or similar to calling your ball in volleyball. If you want a certain outcome, all you have to do is put it into the FP by saying it will happen. From there, the universe will find a way. Conversely, if you call out something bad or negative, the universe will find a way to make that happen. Even if it contradicts and gets in the way of something you've previously put into the FP. Basically, it means that the universe will find a way to get you what you want and need, but it is only possible if it is stated aloud and truly believed until it happens. This aspect is especially important to me as it gives me a reason to have confidence in many situations. Keeping the FP in mind forces me to be more optimistic even when I doubt things. For example, I have dreamt about my senior sermon for as long as I knew that they were a thing. But when I heard that the theme was making room for God, I panicked and almost turned down the chance. I struggled to find a way to express my views without feeling like I would offend someone for not believing in God in a church, even though I know how open and accepting this community is. I tried talking to my mom, my friends, and my sister, but I still put it off until the last minute. In the end, I needed to put faith in my beliefs, that the more I believe it will turn out right, the more it will. And I love how simple it felt. The words just flowed out of me like a dam breaking. So much so that I had to cut entire paragraphs and it was still longer than it was supposed to be. Still, one thing was bugging me. If I don't believe in God, then why am I still attending this church and teaching Sunday school every week? Because it makes me happy. I love harmonizing during hymns and listening to all the gorgeous music that fills the sanctuary every morning. I love feeling like the strongest man alive when carrying the cross because it was so heavy to me as a child. I love seeing all the older ladies that support me so much that they ask me year-round when my next show is. And I love meeting the children and their families that come to this church from around the world or around the block and giving them the knowledge to make their own decisions when it comes time. I love watching kids that were once babies that I held in my arms grow up and become real-life people with thoughts and beliefs and hopes and dreams. I love talking to the adults and counselors that once watched and took care of me about life like we weren't years apart. And I loved growing up with the same 10 or so people since basically birth, because that was something I never really had outside of here. And I cannot see I cannot wait to see what we all do with our lives. It is a family, this is my family, and I don't want to lose that because my beliefs have changed. It is a family that is impossible to find anywhere else because where else do you meet such wildly different people with wildly different beliefs who care so deeply for one another, yet who might never have met each other if this building didn't exist? And I am so thankful that I am a part of that and for the long-awaited opportunity to stand here and open up to you about my own faith journey and outlandish beliefs. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Emma Wallitz. I hear the seniors come up here each year and talk about their journey with God or the struggles in their lives that God has guided them out of. It's so inspirational, but sitting down to write this, I couldn't think of anything exactly like this. So I'm just going to take you on a little trip through my years at the First United Methodist Church of Santa Monica, if that's okay. My sister told the story in her sermon 2 years ago about how going to youth group for the first time was something she dreaded, but this was not my experience. The years leading up to my joining of the youth group were filled with excitement. Seeing the friends and memories that she had made in youth group was something that I wanted. In my first couple years, I stuck by Haley and my niece, Allie, and the people their age. It was hard for me to branch out and become friends with people my age and younger. My first service trip was the Appalachia service trip in 2014 to Fentress County, Tennessee. I could not be more excited to be going into this trip to hang out with my sister and all of her cool older friends. Unfortunately, this was not the case, which looking back on now, I kind of understand. She didn't want to hang out with her little sister the whole trip, and therefore I got a little shut out. But this was all for the better because this pushed me and Carly closer together. I'm not exactly sure how the friendship started, but I think it was because we both weren't allowed in the cool treehouse with all the older kids and had to go hang out in the other one, which was pretty lame. But our friendship blossomed. We were inseparable for the rest of the trip and basically every other trip we were on together. These trips hold such a special place in my heart. Although the work is challenging, seeing the impact we make on families in their homes is heartwarming. Realizing your hands help build a home that these families will continue to grow in for their entire lives is so rewarding. Aside from the work, the memories made are one of a kind. Hikes to hidden waterfalls, prayer circles on pebbles next to a beautiful stream, devotionals by the beach are all such refreshing waves of peace. Going into this year, I felt a little lost. Again, I wouldn't have Haley and Allie, but now I also wouldn't have Carly and Meg. It made me anxious for the next trip, which I still am a little, but I know that I will make memories with everyone behind me and make it the best last trip possible. This mentality I have Adam to thank for. Each time I seem scared or nervous, he is there to reassure me that everything is going to be all right. I know that I can be difficult and sometimes, but just know that I truly do appreciate you and all the rest of the counselors that challenge me to try new things and just go with the flow. I've always looked up to my parents to guide me through my life. They are the ones who introduced me to my faith and have stuck by me every day, teaching me to make room for God outside of church. My faith is not restricted to a one-hour service every Sunday. Through service trips in Nepal, Girl Scouts, and youth service projects, my parents have pushed me to be my best. I'm so lucky that they have taught me to help others as much as I can and dragged me out of bed at 9 a.m. to get ready for church, even on mornings that I wasn't having it. They, along with my sister, have also taught me to be independent. Although I do see myself as an independent person, I'm still vulnerable about being on my own next year and already fear how much I will miss them when I'm sick and just need my mom to hold me or when I absolutely do not understand the lesson in class and need my dad to re-explain it to me. Their unconditional love and support is truly one of a kind. I've also found myself probably far too many times alone in my room re-watching the youth service project or end-of-the-year videos on Adam's Facebook. Working, sweating, laughing, crying, praying, traveling, and making memories. They make me happy, but they also make me sad. They remind me that I only have a couple more months, a couple more Sunday nights with the people who share these memories with me. Only one more summer with a 10-day work trip with these people. I think of my life next year and how it will affect my faith. I'm not exactly sure where I will be attending college yet, but I still struggle with the idea that I will be in a new place with new people and a new worship space. For the past 17 years, I've known this church and all of you. I've spent most of my Sunday mornings in this room, whether I was happy, sad, frustrated, excited, this is where I came. I'm not quite sure what the future holds for me, but I know that with the support of my family, my church family, my friends, and God, everything will work out the way it's supposed to. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. This church means so much to my family and me, and you all have guided me in my continuing actions to make room for God. I feel very confident in my Christian foundation, and that is due greatly to the influences of you all here at the Santa Monica United Methodist Church and the actions of my parents and brothers. I am most grateful. Looking back on my 18 years here, I fondly recall Sunday school, vacation Bible school, both as a student and teen helper, the early years of choir, the amazing Sierra Service Project, and the inspirational sermons, especially the friendships I've made along the way. I remember all the runs for Upward Bound House. The value I've been having raised in this church, filled with Christians who are dedicated to church and community, is invaluable to me. I also recall my fear that the candles would not light when serving as an acolyte, and I also think fondly on the refreshments after church. So thank you to those who always made sure there were plenty of cookies on hand, especially when I was young. We did not have many sweets in our homes. My brothers and I were always able to fill up here. Oh, and especially, I definitely remember the Christmas Eve when my little brother John was baby Jesus and I was a shepherd. It was wonderful to feel that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. It was one of the first times when I was able to experience an all is well moment. As I look forward to my college years, I will carry with me the responsibilities and benefits this church has instilled in me to make room for God. When reflecting on our scripture today, Psalm 111, I was drawn to the verse, "All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness." This assurance will continue to guide me in the coming years as I look for new ways to perform community service and outreach with faithfulness and uprightness. I have been blessed to grow up in a community that appreciates and supports community improvement efforts, making us Christ's hands and feet to those around us. In addition to my work with the Sierra Service Project and Upward Bound House, I have followed Jesus' call and participated in lots of other projects, such as the Wounded Warrior Project and the Fisher House at the West LA VA. I have experienced the value of service to others in the name of our Lord. I am thankful for the example you all set and for letting me see that we grow so much and find the sense of purpose God has for us through serving those in need. This is really what it means to be a part of God's kingdom here on earth. I know God has a great plan for me as I continue my education and service to others. I remain eternally grateful for the path you all have illuminated for me. Thank you.